Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Hey, oh.
Stand.
Hey,
with friends are called.
Oh.
Stand when you're all alone.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of God's children to stand, stand. Everybody saying that
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, once again, we come before you on this day to bring forth the Word of God out of the King James Version of the Bible. Once again, I want to truly give all praise, honor, and glory to God who is, yes, He is the head of my life. I thank God for allowing me to be clean, delivered, saved, and filled with His Holy Ghost to allow me to press on and move forward each and every day. I want to say hallelujah and glory to God, giving God praise for and thanksgiving for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I also want to thank those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may be listening to us through social media. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on today. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, Ministry and Friends. We come forth and continue reading out of the book of Joshua as we read from Genesis to Revelation. In Jesus' name, and currently, we're in chapter 16. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, mercy. Thank you for your love. And more than any, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Lord, we give you praise for who you are. We thank you for what you've done. But yet we pray asking for strength to continue to press on as we move forward, being obedient and trusting in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. We come forth to chapter 16 in the book of Joshua. We once again gone through and we briefly acknowledge, praise God, that the readings have been Hebron given to Caleb. We read on the territory allotted to Jodah. And currently we're about to read in chapter 16 about the territory allotted to Ephraim and Manasseh. These are all powerful Bible readings and stories that we learn that those that are going through what they've gone through in the Bible during the Testament times, the New Testament times, it shows that we go through those similar situations. And as we go through the Word of God, we'll continue to read as many of those have gone through what they did in the trust they had for God. So God's been around for years, years and years. And he knows the beginnings, he knows the ends, he knows the outs, he knows the ins and outs. He knows all of that. So once again, we're going to continue reading the book of 16, chapter 16, the book of Joshua. Let us read. And the lot of the children of Joshua fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Methel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of the Arki and the Etrah, and goeth down westward to the coast of Jephthali, unto the coast of Bethron, the Neder, and the Gezer, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus: even the border of the inheritance on the east side was Atroth, Adar, unto Bethlehem, the upper. And the broader went out toward the sea to Metha on the north side, on the border, went about eastward unto Tanis, Shelah, and passed by it on the east to Jonah. And it went down from Jonah to Atroth and to Nera, and came to Jericho, and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tepher to Nera, came to Jericho. And the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by the families. The border went out from Tepha westward onto the river Cana, and the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities. We And he draws not
out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day. Chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Issachar, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore, he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abizar, and for the children of Anak, and for the children of Ethereal, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hefer, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. But Zephnahad, the son of Zephyr, of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Mekar, the son of Manasseh, had no son but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Micah, and Tirzah. And they came near for Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father." And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side, Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of the Manasseh was from Asher to Michmash, that lieth before Shechem, and the border that went along on the right hand unto the inhabitants of Tepua. Now Manasseh had a land of Tepua, but Tepua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of the Ephraim. And the coast descended unto the river Cana, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river. And the alleys of it were at the sea. Southward in it was Ephraim's, and northward was Manasseh's. The sea is his border. And they met together in Asher in the north, and in Askar on the east. And Manasseh had in Askar, and in Asher, Bashan, and her towns, and Eblaim, in her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor, in her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor, in her towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megada and her towns, even 3 countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out their inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. But the Canaanites would outdwell in that land. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxing strong, and they put the Canaanites to tribute, yet but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit? See, I am a great people, for so much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto. And Joshua answered them, Hey, if thou be a great people, get thee up to the wood country and out. Cut down thyself there in the land of the Israelites, and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joshua, Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. But they who are of Gershon, they were of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people, and thy great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood. Thou shalt cut it down, and the islands of it shall be thine. Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Thou, they may have iron chariots, and thou, they be strong.
Chapter 18.
And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together in Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet conceived their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel,
How long are you slack to go to possess the land, which the Lord God of our fathers have given you?
Give out from among you 3 men of each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, and describe according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south. And the house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. Ye shall therefore divide the land unto 7 parts and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you. For the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave. Joshua charged them and went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into 7 parts, and a book, and came again to
Joshua to the host of Shiloh.
And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord.
And that
Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to the division.
And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. And the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joshua, Joseph. And the border of the north side was from Jordan. And the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side and went up through the mountains westward. And the going up thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went over to the tent toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel southward. And the border descended in Asherah ever near the hill that lieth on the south side of the neighbor Bethel Horon. And the border was drawn tent past the corner of the sea southward from the hill that lieth before Bethlehem southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and the city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. And the south quarter was for the end of Kirjath-Jearim, and the border went out on the west and went out to the well of waters of Nephthys. And the border became between the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hannah, and which is in the valley of the giants on the moon, and descended to the valley of Hannah, to the side of the Jebusi on the south, and descended to Enrogel. And it was drawn from the north and went forth to the Ishamash and went forth toward Gilad, which is over against the going up of Adamon, and descended to the stone of the Bethan, the son of Reuben. They passed along toward the side over against northward and went down onto Araba. And the border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla northward and to the outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it in the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, and the coast thereof round about according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to the families, were Jericho, to Bethel, Hagla, and the valley of Kizes, and Bethraba in the Zimram, and Bethro, and Adam, and Para, and Oprah, and Sefer, Amiela, and Ophonia, and Gaba, 12 cities with their villages. Much of what would be Mizpah and Sephiria, and these names that were mentioned in the book of Joshua, chapter 18, we can pronounce those according to your pronunciation.
But as we go through the remaining of Joshua,
And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their family. And their inheritance was within that inheritance of the children of Judah. So they had an inheritance of Beersheba, or Sheba, and Molada, and Hagar, Shua, and Bula, and Azam, and Ephrod, and Bethuel, and Hormah. All of these are the lots that are being shared and given out as the wealth is distributed throughout the land to the tribes. This is what's transpiring throughout the time of Joshua and chapter 19 as well. The Lord continues to speak to Joshua in chapter 20. And the Lord also spoke unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out of you cities of refuge, wherefore I speak unto you by the hand of Moses, to the slayer that killeth any person unwares and unwittingly may flee to them, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he did do the flee out, one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders at the city. They shall take him into the city into their time, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursues after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer unto his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in the city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest then shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come before his own to death, and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kedesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is in the Mount of Judah. And then the other side, Jordan, by Jericho eastward. They assigned these in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben and Reuben in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, in Golan, in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for the all the children of Israel, and for the strangers that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person, unaware, might flee to them, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, that shall be stood before the congregation. Then came in chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites, the Eleazar, the priest, and unto Joshua, to the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke unto them in Shiloh, in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of the Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for cattle. And the cattle of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their hands the commandments of the Lord. These cities and the suburbs and the like
came out of their families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron, the priests, which were of the Levites, hired by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities, and the rest of the children of Kohath, hired by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon, and by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ishkar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari, by their families, had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. Children of Israel gave by lot to the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses.
Right.
They gave out the tribe of children of Judah and out of the tribe of children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, with the children of Aaron being of the families of the Kohathites, who were the children of Levi, had but theirs was the first lot. And they gave then the city of Arba, the father of Anak, was the city is Abram, and a city in the hill country of Judah with the suburbs thereof round about. And the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they the Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. They gave to the children of Aaron, the priest Ebron, with her suburbs, and by the city refuge for their slayer, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jeter with her suburbs, and Eshtoma with her suburbs, and Hama with her suburbs, and Deber with her suburbs, and Ann with her suburbs, and Jetta with her suburbs, Bethel Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 cities, and out of the tribes of Benjamin, Gideon with her suburbs, Geba with her suburbs, Anahat with her suburbs, and Alamon with her suburbs were cities. And it's all brought in order. Chapter 21, verse 9, and I'm reading it by reading it. It's all acknowledging what wealth has been distributed to the cities and villages. We have concluded from the reading of Joshua, chapter 22 on today, and we will continue reading that tomorrow, the remaining portion of Joshua. Much of what we're reading are a lot of names and a lot of tribes, and that's much of what we're skipping over, month of Joshua, but we're still reading it. We're just in chapter 21. 22 is we also going to reading what the Lord has commanded for them to do, but I've skipped a lot of the reading in Joshua because a lot of the names, a lot of the repeated words that are being said. So bear with me on the reading of that, going through this typical chapter of reading. But we do want to go ahead and continue reading on tomorrow, the remaining part of the book of Joshua. And we'll be moving up into Judges. Thanks for joining us on tonight. God bless you. I see you out there in California, and thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate that.
your offering. Once again, we're going to close for this evening. We want to say God bless you for joining us on tonight, and we'll see you on tomorrow. God bless.
I wish I had
never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.